Hey, Ma. We're starting the 12 Days of Christmas early this year. From October 11th to December 28th, we're giving you our top 12 Moms Actually episodes from the past three seasons as we get ready for, wait for it, season four. So whether you're a new listener or part of the Ma community, take a listen, share with a friend, and don't forget to rate and review. Ready to spin the block with us? Let's get into today's episode.
The things that I thought I wanted, mm-hmm. I was like going into these spaces and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. Ooh. Oh my God, I hate this. And I have been dreaming these things up for years.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Hey, Ma.
What's up?
Well, welcome back to this week's episode of Moms Actually. We have Jade here.
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to our home for the week. We're
Oh my gosh, so excited. It's beautiful. It's a whole situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. First off, the weather is incredible outside.
Yeah,
it's like that perfect, like, spring, warm, but not hot.
Yeah.
And in Texas, that's like a dime a dozen, okay? Because it's about to be hot.
Yes.
All right, but it's beautiful. The water's right outside.
Yes.
Like, this house is gorgeous. Y'all, like, everyone, it's giving peace.
It's giving peace.
So, yes, I feel great.
Yes.
I feel great.
We're really excited to have you. Yes. I am Morgan. This is Blair. So, let's get started.
So, you've watched us before, so you know we usually start with the game. So
okay.
We are going to do a rapid fire for It's Giving Motherhood.
Okay.
So we are going to ask you a question and you tell us your immediate answer.
Ooh, okay.
The first answer
is the right answer.
Always. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Ready? Toddlers.
Ooh.
Is that the word?
That's it.
I got two at home. Yeah.
Self-care.
Oh, like fill up.
Okay.
Like fill me up.
All right.
Yeah.
Date night.
Oh, my husband.
Aww.
I just like love him so much.
Hair.
I chopped it off.
Okay.
Stepmom.
I love it. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And it's a place that I'm trying to grow in mm-hmm. still,
okay.
yeah. getting used to. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Postpartum.
Ooh. I'm coming out of it and I'm feeling better than
Ooh.
The last two times I mm-hmm. came out of it. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the last one, lipstick and curls.
Oh, sometimes I miss her.
Mm.
Sometimes I miss her. But, oh, why am I getting emotional?
Okay.
Sometimes I miss her,
mm-hmm.
but I'm happy to be Jade Godbolt now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What do you miss about her?
Oh, man. How am I already emotional?
It's fine. This is why we're here.
Didn't expect it.
Yeah. At all. Like, I did not. I've actually never. I've told this part of my life multiple times
mm-hmm.
and I never really get emotional, but I don't know, it's the energy in here. But I miss her in the season of just like excitement and opportunity
mm-hmm.
and just what it's like when you're single and you don't have any kids and you don't have a husband and everything is so like evergreen and it just, yeah. And that excitement is what I miss the most. And also feeling very confident in myself and who I was at a time. I think like as I became a wife and a mom, you know, you have those seasons and y'all know it's like you kind of question yourself and also like where God has taken me in growing as a person. Like mm-hmm. I'm not her anymore. And I had to go through like times of like grieving her
mm-hmm.
and, but also not looking at her as if she was bad or if she was,
yeah.
you know, not worthy. It was mm-hmm. just a matter of like, there's evolution and change in life and
yeah.
you grow as a person and it's okay to miss who you were at a time. And so it's a kind of that balance of like reminisce,
mm-hmm.
but don't regret,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, and like don't stay there too long
yeah.
because
yeah.
then you start living in the past and not in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like where I've been with her is like, you
yeah.
know, I love that time of my life. I love what it represented for me. But she's gone.
Yeah.
So
I love that because it actually goes into one of the first questions I wanted to ask you is
okay.
like, at what point, because I've actually been following you.
Stalking.
For over 10 years.
No way.
Yes.
Morgan, what?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Yes. I have been a loyal lipstick and curls follower.
Oh my gosh. Okay, maybe so that's why I'm feeling emotional, because you're the one with the history. Yes. Okay, maybe that's, I don't know, I'm picking up something where it's like, y'all know what it is for some reason, and yes, like we can all like reminisce about her a little bit.
No, yeah, truly. So I remember like following you, and this was like your journey and everything, and then just to see you evolve. And I wanted to know, like, at what point in your life did you decide you wanted to pretty much just change the way the world knew you? Because you're doing it like publicly, like you're literally evolving in a different way. And I know we all evolve, right?
Yeah.
But in the way that you're doing it, is it catches my eye intensely.
I mean, thank you for saying that, because, you know, I've talked about this here and there in this new part of it, because I think it's like been this journey that I've been on. But it's definitely been like spirit led and not something I planned. Like God told me to change my name. Oof. So I changed it. Ooh. There was no strategy. There was no, I mean, y'all, I even went on YouTube and I'm like, how do you do a rebrand? Like, how do you do that?
The YouTuber, YouTubing.
Yeah, truly. And like, how do you, you know, because it's a heavy lift, honestly. It's not easy. Like, I had so many like articles, press things, all mentioning Lipstick and Curls, but not my actual name, which also I'm using my married name now, Godbolt. My name before was Jade Kendall.
Yeah.
So even when I was referencing like SEO, just SEO alone is like I lose all that decade, over a decade of data and searchability and things and people knowing me as that. And so that was hard. And so it wasn't like I wanted to do it. Yeah. It was like, if I don't listen to him, it's going to be bad. So like, let me obey. And I just started that, and he kept pushing on me to like talk about him on my platform. And I remember like praying and being like, first off, I don't want to do this. Let's just put that out there. Yeah. I don't want to do it. Okay. And also it's like, I also don't want to make my content all about you.
Yeah.
Like I did not want that.
That's bold though. Yeah.
I did not want it.
Yeah.
And yet he was like, you have to, like, you have to. And so I just started, and it just continued. Here we are.
Listening to a sermon at church. I can't remember if it was Pastor Manny Arango or if it was Travis Green. But they were talking about, you know how, like, Peter's name was changed. A lot of the disciples' name were changed. And he was saying their names weren't really changed. It was their original names that God had called them. So it's like not what the world called them or their mom. It's like it was like God brought them back to their original name.
Yeah.
And I heard you say like you didn't want to talk about it. Like, because again, you're known for beauty and fashion and your audience is so broad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're afraid to kind of like lose those.
Oh, yeah. And so, I did. Like you do.
Yeah.
The thing is you do. And that's in the social media world. It's like, how do you feel when you lose followers? Well, no, it's not how do you feel when you lose followers. How do you feel when you lose thousands?
Yeah.
And you not only lose thousands, but you also don't have the same sort of engagement with people as you did before. Mm-hmm. So it's like also, which this is kind of deep, but it's a real thing. It's also like once I changed the way that people were able to categorize me or use me, which was idolizing my hair, idolizing like my life, idolizing anything.
Yeah.
They didn't want me anymore. So it's like I had really created Lipstick and Curls into an idol. And I had presented that to people.
My goodness.
And they picked it up. It also became an idol for me.
Yeah.
So I had to break it down.
And that's why God said no more.
But I have a question, because God talks to us. God tells us to do a lot of things. And usually we say no, like, or we keep going regardless.
Yes.
So what?
Because you don't want to let it go,
right? So what made you say yes to something you didn't? Because again, just because it's God don't mean we just be like, yep, and do it.
And
like, what made you say?
In addition to that question, before you answer, is have you always even been so strong in your faith?
Absolutely not.
So, because I know you talked about that too.
Yeah.
So that's something in conjunction with the question. Because for someone not to be that strong in their faith and to hear God and say, I know this is your voice and I'm still going to obey.
Yeah.
That's
a double whammy right there.
Yeah, that's huge.
People who've been in it don't follow.
And that's the thing, I think, why God is being so specific with me and using me in this way is because he built me up in this platform to be one thing. And this is the thing. Lipstick and Curls was a blessing at a time, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like understanding when it's time to move. Like when the cloud moves, you go with the cloud, right? So it's like at its season, like Lipstick and Curls was this platform, this avenue that allowed me freedom of expression and to build a name for myself, but also to support my family and buy a home and take care of my, you know what I mean? It did so many things, but it also came with this other side of it, which came with entitlement, which came with, like, you know, I had a lot of yes people around me and kind of started feeling myself to a certain degree. And it wasn't until, like, wifehood and motherhood came in the door where I was like, oh, I'm not, like, I'm not.
It's humbling.
It's humbling. It's very humbling. So, like, to the point of, like, you know, I grew up considering myself a Christian, but I didn't grow up going to church. I did not see myself as somebody who even, I never did Bible studies like that. I never was not that person. I was not. But I will say that throughout my whole life, I always had this special connection with God that I would notice and I understood, but I didn't have the language for. So like, I always talked to him, but I, in my mind, it was like me talking to myself, but it wasn't. It was, because for some reason, I always felt like a, there was something there responding in a way. And it wasn't with words, but I just knew that I wasn't just talking to myself. It was something bigger. So fast forward, when I even took the leap to just do Lipstick and Curls full time, which was in 2016, I was in my last semester of grad school. And so I was like, okay, I guess I got to go get a real job now because because I had been building Lipstick and Curls since, you know, like 2010.
And say as you know.
Yeah, a long time. And I really wasn't getting paid. Like there wasn't this concept of like being able to do it for a living, you know? And so I didn't have that anticipation, but as I got closer and closer to actually deciding to go full time, it was like this like thing in my stomach and my soul was just like, you do this. And God made other things that I was trying to go do uncomfortable, that the things that I thought I wanted, I was like, going into these spaces and I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. Ooh. Oh my God, I hate this. And I had been dreaming these things up for years. And, you know, I would always kind of invalidate Lipstick and Curls because I'm like, at that time, I'm like, I don't want to tell people I do YouTube. And they're like, what is YouTube? Like, what do you mean you do YouTube? And I'm like, even I tell this story all the time.
YouTube was only like 4 years old.
At that time, but even in 2016, I was not telling people. It was like my two worlds that I had, my internet life and my real life. And I would not tell people because I would just be embarrassed by it for some reason. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I feel like old school YouTubers would understand this, but like,
like telling people you have a podcast.
My daughter literally, two days ago, she was like, Mom, I really don't know how to tell people what you do. Got it.
Yeah, right. Like it's a thing. So it's still very fresh and new in a certain way. So like, I would not tell people, even though I had this large following already, and like people knew me from this, but I did not tell people. And so when all these things were kind of like going awry, I was like, okay, I actually was about to quit Lipstick and Curls in 2015, like the end of 2015. That's a whole nother story. But I was basically like, I'm gonna put Lipstick and Curls down so I can focus on my career because I gotta do. I'm a grown up. Like I gotta.
What was the career?
The career was actually in student affairs and higher education. Okay. So like my, So like I had my master's in education policy and leadership focusing on like student affairs. I wanted to be a VP of student affairs. I wanted to go get my PhD. I wanted to do all this stuff, right? All these plans were not his plans, clearly. So I going through my last semester, it's getting worse and worse and worse. At this point, I'm still like, I'm kind of not doing Lipstick and Curls anymore. I need to focus. And then I literally get an email from an agency asking me if I wanted to be in a Colgate commercial. And I'm like, huh?
Yes.
For what? And then they were like looking for beauty bloggers. And I kept telling them, I'm like, I'm a YouTuber. Like, I'm not a blogger. Yeah. I mean, I have a website, but I'm not a blogger. And they're like, we don't care. And so we were shooting this, you know, international commercial for Colgate in Miami, and Mariana Hewitt is like the other girl that they got, and I didn't even know who Mariana was. She's like the biggest beauty blogger in the world. I don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's got her photographer, she's got, you know, her team and stuff at the set, and I'm like,
hello.
Yeah, hey. Right. And I asked the agency people, I'm like, how did y'all like find me? And like, how did you, because I didn't have management at this time. I had let go of my manager at the time. And they were just like, we sent like 200 names to the brand and they picked you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, God. So I'm there and I'm like sitting in front of the cameras and it's like, I've never been on a set like this before. I never experienced, but I was just like, I felt a peace and like a very comfort there. Mm-hmm. I was not nervous and I was just like, oh my gosh, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so one thing led to another. I get back home and then I get a cold email from this woman who ends up becoming my manager. She's based in LA. Mm-hmm. And then literally a week or two later, I meet my husband, the man who would become my husband. And then he found me because he was looking for influencers for his job, for Nike. Wow. So like, it was like, crazy. Okay, God, if you don't, I mean, what else can you tell me to do?
Yeah.
So
like
that's
one thing after another
mm-hmm. going well, where I was like, all right, so I guess I'm not supposed to get a real job.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I'm supposed to like be lipstick
curl.
A traditional job. Mm-hmm. Now I'm comfortable saying it's a real job.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Content creation is not, you know,
it's
for the women.
It's not
the
word.
Okay. But back then, especially, I was still like, parents who just paid for my graduate school, are y'all going to be okay?
Ooh, but they were.
Okay. My dad, y'all, my dad was like, why didn't you think about doing this before? And I said,
I was trying to make you proud.
You didn't say that when you were signing these checks for this private institution education at this, but anyway, so yeah, but that was the first time that I really took a leap of faith and followed what God was telling me. And actually, I would say halfway recognized that it was God. Mm-hmm. I was still like, okay.
I think it's always that uncertainty.
Yeah.
When you are fully certain, then you don't have any faith to lean on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And even like in my, you know, kind of like non, I guess, baby Christian-y, not really baby, you know, like I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't have friends that were, that was not my world. So like, I was just like, okay, I guess I'm just going to go with my gut. I'm going to do the thing that I'm scared of and just go with it. And lo and behold, like I recognized later that was signs in that season showed me that like, oh, when that's how God moves for me. That's how he communicates with me. Those are the things that in little ways that I remember, like personal things where I'm like, okay, God, like when you start moving like this, when my life starts looking like this, that's how I know you want me to do something.
Yeah.
So bringing it all the way back to this season for me, it's like he started doing things like that. He started allowing things to get real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this feels like that season. But this time it was, you know, a totally different version.
Yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't just about me. It was like my husband, my kids, like my livelihood. Like my brand.
Yeah.
And it was like, I knew that he had given me the platform, but now he was like, I need it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
that's a word in itself.
It is.
My goodness.
And people like to think that's not God. They think if he's given you something, it's got to go
forever. That's not. Yeah. It's like, you got to go where the cloud goes. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when he says, give it back to me, like, you know, like Abraham and you know what I mean? Like that whole story is the same. It's like, are you going to give it back?
Yep. Yes.
And if you do, he'll redeem it and make it more and all those things. So I am trusting and expecting him to do the same now. And honestly, now that I'm here, I do feel more confident, more sure of myself. I'm a healed person now. So now when I do things with my platform, there's just a different level of me involved in it. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
And I think like if I could have told myself before the rebrand and all that, like I would tell myself it's going to feel good again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to feel like you again. It's just you're going through a season of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you like now, you're not going to like then. And the things that you like then will not be things you like now.
Yeah.
And
good.
So you have to trust that like if you feel resistance, go.
Yeah.
Keep going. You got to just keep going. Yeah.
How did that affect you with like friends? Like you talk about losing followers, but when you change your lifestyle, like how did it affect your friends?
Well, I did lose some friends along the way. But the interesting thing of the timing of this, too, was like with COVID, it was like, you know,
everybody,
right. Yeah. You know, you ain't seen
I feel like everybody lost friends.
Yeah, because it really showed you like who's really about that life and who's about you. And for us, like we were living in Portland for a time and we had this like incredible like young couples, professionals, like community that we had built and loved them so much. But when we left Portland, that broke, you know, not broke in the sense of we're not friends anymore, but it was like, we're not going to each other's house every weekend.
Dynamic,
it changed
the
dynamic, right? So, and so like when we came back to Dallas, we were both, you know, we have roots here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we knew people, but we had changed. So it was like, I'm not interested in rekindling all my friendships from before.
Gotcha.
And I'm also, for whatever reason, God is keeping that separation. Mm-hmm. And when we would try to reconnect or try to do things in our old lives, it just would not work out, wouldn't stick.
Yeah.
So we got very isolated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that sucked. Mm-hmm. But also it kind of cleared the field for like the community that we have now, which
That's
has been
good.
So like a blessing and so fruitful, and just like the type of friends that I'm so grateful for, but I couldn't have had prior to this kind of evolution of myself and even of my husband. Like, we've been very vocal and public about our transformation.
Yes.
And like, it's real. It's like people go, but like, again, God redeems.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so it's like, if you want friendship, you're going to get that 10 times fold.
You have to leave space for him to
To do it with the right people.
It's so weird that, like, I'm having a moment right now because literally, I would say right before I left to come film this, God, I was sitting in a worship moment, and I was just kind of being still, and God kept saying, I'm going to replace it before you even lose it.
Oh, wow.
And it just kept...
Ooh, coming,
and I'm hearing you speak, and it even hearing that, it sounds good, right? It sounds like, oh my gosh, like I won't even recognize before it's lost.
Right.
But now hearing you speak, I think it's something to even like go a little bit further with the people who feel like I've lost it, but it's already been replaced.
Yeah.
Like
before you even knew that it was like it was already there.
Because you don't have to see it for it
you don't
to
have
be replaced.
To see
yes.
It just means God's already done it.
Goodness.
It's already done. Yeah. And that's the thing I feel like was a big game changer for me too, was like when I stopped thinking that I had to make it all happen.
Yes.
Like, you got to go out and get it. Well, really, when you're a daughter of the king, no, you don't.
Period.
You just don't. And so it's like, how much stress do we carry on a regular basis thinking that it's on us?
Yes.
To provide.
Like, it's our burden. Like, it's our thing to lift up, carry, take to the... It's really not. And I've allowed that not just to penetrate my professional life, but also like my home life.
Yeah.
And like parenting, especially like me and God parent together.
Yes.
Okay. We are lockstep. Like,
you the daddy too.
Yes.
You the daddy too.
Like, you filling up the gaps, like in a real way, because like, I realized once I started integrating in one section of my life, God wants it all. So
is
he kind of
like, just here?
Right. He's like, no, I want it all. And he's not going to push you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to be like, I'm waiting on you, but I want it all.
Yeah.
Like, so you do it on your time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It can take you 2 days. It can take you 20 years.
Cool.
But like, it's on your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll enter in wherever you open the door for me. Mm-hmm. That's how
he
works.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Speaking of like parenthood, I feel like practically as moms, we all know that when you're reinventing yourself and when you're going through the journey and adding parenting and just, you just had like two fresh babies pretty much back to back.
Yes.
Like all of that in the same time.
Yeah.
What is that like? Because you also mentioned like postpartum.
Yeah, you're rebranding and a baby just.
Yeah.
So
it's like rebranding my everything. It was hard. I had to go to therapy.
Okay.
I had to, because like in the beginning of the transformation, the real true like change my name part of it, which was more of the latter, but kind of like
you
the most intense.
That,
like 20, I want to say 2022.
No,
2020, because we're in 2023 now.
Mm-hmm.
So 2021, it was the fall time. It was like October and it was right after. Yeah. It was right after I had my son. My son Micah was born July 2021 and I changed my name October 2021 because it was very short after. So literally postpartum.
You have these boys.
They be changing my life.
It'll do it.
Changing my life. Okay. Changing my whole life. And so like, that's when I kind of started. That's when I first chopped my hair, like the first chop, which my hair used to be like down to here curly.
Yes.
So it was long and huge. And that was my namesake and everything. Clearly I'm like bald head era and I love it. Okay. Just
it's
FYI. Thank you. But I chopped it to like above my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the first iteration of the rebrand and kind of just the new me.
And wearing it straight.
And wearing it straight.
You said, girl,
straight.
Curls,
No more curls.
Yes. So much work. And when I had the time, mm-hmm. it was great. I loved it. And I love natural hair. Like, yeah. the thing is, I love anything beauty. Like, I'm just obsessed mm-hmm. with different looks and different, just how you can transform into, like, different sides of you mm-hmm. with a different hairstyle. Like, I'm obsessed with that. That's like, that was the meat and potatoes of lipstick and curls, yes. which was like, be whoever you want to be. And the essence of even lipstick and curls, which is still evident for me now, is like, be who you are. And just enhance. It's not about completely transforming the way you look to be something else or be somebody else, but it's about how do I exude like the inner person best outwardly. And so like I've always had that essence in lipstick and curls and even till now. So it's like my hair has always been like a representation of like where I am as a person. Right. And you know, so when I started chopping the hair, people noticed obviously when I started wearing it straight, it was like, I wanted to make it clear. This is not about me not loving natural hair or curly hair or even my own hair or my own. It's not about that. It was behind closed doors, I was burning down an idol. So like I had to do that. And I had to, and literally God was like, you don't wear your hair curly, because it was tempting. Even when my hair was short and I would wear it curly, it was tempting for me to fall back into who lipstick and curls was. And because that was just my natural habit. So even through this process, it's hard. It was hard because my natural instinct is to still do a beauty tutorial. My natural instinct is to
still fine because now you're marrying the
two. But in that season, and not like this thing that I had built. And that, but I had to take a break. I had to like, you know, work through that, because it wasn't like I could just decide today that I was Jay Godbo and tomorrow still be okay to do. No,
because you would have just been convincing yourself it's different because you changed your name. It's different.
But it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. So I had to get rid of the thing, my hair, that was pulling me back into doing. And that's going to be different for everybody. What is that thing? And a lot of times it's like people don't want to look at it because it's like it brings you so much. But it's like, I made money from my hair. Like, I made money from my face. I made money from this beauty content. And so when God was like, change, shift, I was just like, man, I'm going to lose brand deals. And I did. Am I going to lose opportunities? Yeah, I did. Because I wasn't being what people associated me to be anymore. And that was hard. That was a whole thing in itself, because it's like, you know, like whenever God is like, you know, to the rich young ruler, give me everything. Sell yourself stuff, go and follow me. And he like, nah. Like, people are like, it's not, and it don't make sense. And it's so scary. It's so scary.
That's him,
but it's him, because you're like, okay, God, if you're doing this and you're telling me to do this, I have to believe that you're going to provide for me along this journey. And I can't allow even my hair to be what I rely on. Like, I know if I do a bomb hair tutorial and do this, I know, like, the brands are going to notice and I'm going to be able to do this and I know how to work it. I had to stop doing that because it was removing space for God to do what he was trying to do.
Right.
I think it's a lesson to your daughter, too, as you evolve, almost like teaching her. I know she's young. But, like, you're literally evolving in front of her eyes as well, and teaching her how to, like, like, let God strip you completely, because it's totally different. And I know kids are young, but they notice.
Things.
They notice like how we even change in our mannerisms. And things that we do. And I think it's just very, very like cool to see. Like your daughter.
She definitely notices, because I mean, she wants to do everything I do. Like, if I'm doing my makeup, she wants to do her makeup. And even now, it's like, me and my husband like produce a podcast and we like do content all the time. And she's like, are you going to the photo shoot today? Oh, or are you doing the podcast today? And I tell her yeah or no. And I bring her in. Like, I'm honest with her, because I'm like, she's going to grow up with, like, first off, the fact that my daughter is going to grow up with a healed Jade is like, that's already good. Like, different. The fact that she's going to grow up with like a healed dad, it's just already so beyond what I could ever imagine for her. So now it's like, I really see like my journey as a mom as like this journey that I take with my kids of like being very transparent and honest about what it means to be a woman and showing them like the ebbs and flows of that, but not from a place of like toxicity and like unhealed trauma, but from a place of like grace and like mercy and just being this gentle comforter that they know as, and they can see elements of God in, yes, as their mom. You know what I mean? And like, even the way that I treat my husband, like, I was not always gentle. I wasn't always like sweet, you know.
And that's what I was going to ask. What's been the evolution of your relationship from like the beginning? Like, did you guys both evolve? Like, were you guys in tandem the whole
time?
Yeah. Were you first? Like, how did that?
Well, really, it was, it's funny, like, we've really been in tandem, really. Mm. He's always set the tone, though. Mm. Like, my husband grew up in church, like, Wednesday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like he was in it. But when he got older, he actually experienced abuse from a pastor when he was like in his teenage years.
Yeah.
And he's shared this publicly. Okay. Now he tries to help other men kind of like talk through and walk through this journey of healing from like, you know, a porn addiction, being abused, sexually abused as a kid and as a, you know, a teenage boy by another man, all that kind of stuff. So he walked into his adult years with a lot of like church hurt and also was just like, I'm not here for this.
And was ruined.
But the thing is, in his core, he always had a love for God that like no one could disrupt for him. So even he never even took his first drink until he was like 23. Wow. Mm. Me, on the other hand, I was 12. Okay. Jeez, I'm a different type. Okay.
I had a different upbringing.
Okay. But I say all that to say, like, he really essentially started, essentially he went out into the world and was like the wayward son.
Yeah.
Like, he was out in these streets, and especially working for a brand like Nike, he was like out here and very much so like living it up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we met that we both were like at the peak of both of our experiences in those worlds. Ooh. So like, me as a beauty blogger, beauty influencer, flying all over LA, New York every other week, shooting content, shooting with brands, like doing campaigns, all of that. And getting flown out with brands, like going on trips, all these things.
No, seriously, we were
really like living that life. Mm-hmm. And even him with Nike, like, you know, just having the access and the, you know, being around certain types of athletes and people and things. We were both like very much so in our own will, in our own kind of ego, pride, all that. And we met like that and loved each other like that.
Yeah.
But we also had some toxicity in that, right? Yeah, so like, the fact that we found each other, I think that was the enemy's greatest attack, was trying to keep us away. Mm-hmm. Like, because he knew when we met, that we might have been a mess. Mm-hmm. But together, like, we have grown tremendously. We talk about it all the time. We're like, if we ourselves met each other, met us back then, we wouldn't like us.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't want to hang out.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, they're lame, they're boring, they don't do nothing. Like, we would have been, that would have been the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful because, like, God really gave me a man that led me into this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my biggest moments in my, like, spiritual walk was this one time when we were in a fight and I was just, I mean, giving it to him. Okay.
I wrote it down. You already know when you riled up and I didn't even forget anything. Yeah, I didn't even forget.
It was one of them ones, okay? And I just gave it to him. And he looked at me and he just gave me a hug and said, I love you. And I was like,
what you doing after that? My husband has told me that way before as well.
But like, you said sorry too soon.
Right. And then you don't know what to do.
No.
I was dumbfounded.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the first time I experienced God's grace from a person, like in a moment. And it changed me. Mm-hmm. Like that. And that was literally, I was pregnant with Micah. So this was a few months before the name change and everything. But that was like a cornerstone change that got me on the path, because it was like, yeah, we had been talking about church. We had been watching TC, Transformation Church, faithfully since like 2018. But, you know, it's different when it's like you're learning about God and learning about Jesus and hearing somebody talk to you about it.
Right.
You take notes and things like that. But when you start, it's a high tense situation, and then you actually operate with one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's like a game changer, you know? And so like, that's where we got, and it just shifted both of us. And so we kept growing. Like, we had a season where God was like, every Wednesday, y'all got to be together. You can't do no work, can't do no this, can't do no, and y'all got to be together, and y'all got to do devotion together every day. So we started,
I'm like, dang, God, you're giving me a lot of instructions.
I was mad.
You gave me a manual.
And then, of course, all these instructions are coming from my husband. Yeah. And I'm like, God told you that?
Didn't tell you that.
Are you sure? Because I just had a baby, and I would love to, like, go back to doing what Lipstick and Curls do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but, like, that was part of it. Like, I had to recognize the God operating in my husband. Mm-hmm. And really trust and submit. And I was kicking and screaming for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was. Yeah. I really was. But
that's good to admit.
No, truly. Because it wasn't cute, pretty. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those people that just, like, effortlessly walked through. No. Yeah. Like, it was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard.
I think with social media, too, it's easy for people to see. Like, yeah. Even us doing this talk, like, mm-hmm. if we didn't say, like, yo, it's still very difficult. Like, to yes. do the thing.
Yeah.
And you, because they start to think, well, maybe, you know, it looks so pretty and it mm-hmm. looks so good that maybe I can't do it because yeah. I'm struggling too much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm kicking and screaming yeah. a little
right.
too much. No, you're not.
Listen,
you just gotta keep going.
That can't
keep
be
going.
God, because it would be easy.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
It's actually gonna be
like, it would all just fall in my
yeah.
lap.
Yeah.
Like,
no. Yeah. Absolutely not. Obedience is hard, but yes. obedience is better than sacrifice. So, yes. like, I'd rather obey
absolutely.
Than give up something that I don't want to give up because I don't want to listen.
Yep. Yeah.
And, like, that was part of it, was like, I wrestled with the obedience part. I mean, it was a point where, even like, a year or two ago, like, my husband has had, like, ministry prophesied over him since he was mm-hmm. a little kid, but he didn't care. He kept doing what he wanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, so he had that on him. I never got that. I've never been in spaces to even have that mm-hmm. spoken on me or anything like mm-hmm. that. But his mom started bringing it up around the time when we came back to Dallas mm-hmm. because that's, you know, we started being around family again. And there was a point where I was just like, do not say the M word in this house. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to.
Ain't nobody's first lady mainly.
Okay, because my version was like, you know, I don't go to church like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I'm not in that world. It's not me. I'm, you know, and I really was like very not with it mm-hmm. at all. And but also it's like I was scared because I'm like, I don't want to be that
yeah.
version. I don't want to be. But it was like I said earlier, it's like. The thing you want before your mm-hmm. transformation is not the thing that you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. like not going to be what you expect. It's not going to be, you know? And so, and I'm finally at the place where I'm like, I actually realize that like my desires are matched up with God's.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
And I'm so grateful to be here now because it's way harder when you're fighting
yes.
what
yes.
God wants because yep. his will is going to come. Like, it's going to pass. You can't fight it. You can't avoid it. You have to just go for it, and it's about how you want to manage yep. through it. Like, do you want to kick and scream the whole time?
Or do you want to go through
it? Or do you want to just, like, you know, and that's how it's been for me. It's like, I've kicked and screamed, but also I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to push mm-hmm. into it, mm-hmm. push into the resistance, and know that, like, God is telling me to do this. He has to sustain mm-hmm. it. If I'm building it on him, like, he's going to maintain it. Like, yeah. he's going to, and I'm just stewarding. I'm not responsible for any of this stuff.
That's
it's
good.
Not my burden to carry. Mm-hmm. It's his, and I'm just, you know, I'm just doing my thing, and there's grace for me along the journey, and that's it, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever feel like there was a place where you got stuck?
Mm.
And you had to, like, literally crawl out?
Oh, man. I think, honestly, if I could say if there was, like, I don't think there was necessarily a part of my journey that has been, like, a stuck moment. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been I think I'm not giving myself enough credit because I think, like, even the amount I've changed mm-hmm. in, like, 2 or 3 years yeah. has been very exponential
yes. mm-hmm.
compared to other people's journey. Mm-hmm. And not to be comparative in that way, but to tell myself, like, I thought I was crawling and dragging mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. And in all actuality, I was walking swiftly.
Yeah.
Okay, and
true.
Even though it felt like a drag, doubt, you know, I'm getting dragged here, dragged there in my body, like, spiritually, I was just filling myself up everywhere I could go. And, like, yes, in the beginning, I did not want to listen to worship music 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually irritated. Like, Mark would literally, oh my God.
Something else.
Yes. Yeah. It was a season where yeah. he was playing it 24/7 in our house. And I was just like, my God, if I hear this Maverick City song one more time, I'm just not.
And you know, that was like the only worship music that existed.
Especially with new Christians.
Yes.
New Christians? Yes. Like, Mary City is Christian. There's other music.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And so, but I realized later on as I grew, it was like, it was me that didn't like it, but it was also the spirits in me that I still needed to get out, still were making their way out. And so
music speaks to you. Yes. Consciously. Yes. You listen to moves you.
100%.
The spirits, they didn't like that.
They did not like it. No, they did not. They absolutely did not. And so I had to. Right.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to be tried by the fire.
No, listen.
Don't purify me.
Right. That part. Okay.
Like, I skipped that part.
Oh, God. Yes. Like, no, please don't. Because I think, like, it's the other piece of it, too, right, where you think about, like, what God has planned out for you and your purpose, and all the enemy can do is, like, delay it or, like, you know, distract you or whatever. And I think a lot of people stay distracted because the distractions are so comfortable and work so well. And even sometimes the distractions used to be God's blessings, but now we've kept running with the ball and we were supposed to pass it. You know, 2-3 years ago. So like you're now out of step and all of that. But it's like, you have to recognize that like the path for you is going to be better than what you can imagine, what you can put together for yourself. It is beyond what you have the capacity to understand. And if you're not doing that, then you're always going to fall into seasons where it's just like, this don't feel right. This don't look right. This thing that I built, it was great. And then it just crashed down. And like, why am I going back and forth where I feel like I'm successful? Yeah. And it's like, Lord is like, I was trying to get your attention before you took that left turn and started building something that I wasn't involved. I never told you to do.
And then if you don't do it, your kids have like generational curses. So it's like, if you do try to avoid it and you make it to 60, 70, whatever, like it don't leave your family.
No,
so
it's
your
on
children
some.
Now gotta go through the whole process.
Yes. And it's always going to be harder. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be harder for them because it's like the generational curse. Too. Yes. Yeah. So I got to backpedal before I can start really pedaling. And like the enemy is after you generationally. Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's been trying to come for you since way back when. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And he knows your lineage better than you do. Yeah. And I think like that's one of the worst misconceptions, not worst, maybe most dangerous ones. It's like, especially our age and like our generation is like, well, if I make the decision, it's about my life and about my kids. And it's like, hold on. You playing a game. You think it's checkers, it's really chess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the enemy's been playing chess with your family specifically because he saw you coming down the pipeline 20 generations ago, and he's like, however I can move these pieces to make sure that she don't get to where she's supposed to be at that time with that person, then great.
Yeah, I'm going to give her more of this because she
likes it. And I know she like it because her grandmama like it, and you know what I mean? All of that stuff. So it's like this whole like concept of like just focusing on the right now and like just your life is just, it's such a misconception and a deception for our like generation because we think, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And it's like, baby, no, there's a bigger game, not even bigger game. There's a bigger plan at play that like, if you don't do your part, then God's will going to get done regardless. Like, best believe he's going to make it happen, but it could have been you.
Yep. And that's very important because Crystal, where my girl Crystal? She know, I talked about this once. Like, people think what's for you will always be for you, but it's about God.
Yeah.
God will have somebody else do it.
Yes.
Because it's for his glory, not your glory. So you don't want to listen?
Period.
Yes. It doesn't mean he won't find something good for you when you get there. But he'll give it to somebody. Yes. He'll give it to somebody else. Because 100%. If he needs it done in that moment, it's going to get done in that moment.
Yeah. And it's not going to be with you. And that's my thing. I'm like, let it be you. Like, let it be you. And don't miss out. Because you will miss out on something great if you don't align yourself with what God has for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, before we wrap, because you have given us all the things, plus the moms. Actually, honestly, I think this episode specifically is going to speak to all of our aunties.
Yes.
All, like, it's going to speak to every woman.
Their husband's going to be in the background.
The husbands. It's literally going to be for everyone.
Yeah.
Because you're speaking about the way a woman evolves.
Yes.
And yes, there's motherhood. And yes, there's, you know, being a wife. But there's something about when we submit
to the transition,
mm-hmm. yeah.
submit to evolving the way God always called us to, you know, evolve. Mm-hmm. And so my last thing before we wrap this is just going to ask you, what would you say to a mom or just a woman mm-hmm. in general that feels like they're right in that place that you were right before you changed your name from Lipstick mm-hmm. and Curls to Jingle?
Ooh, okay. What would I say to you if you're in that, like, that place? Do it afraid. Do it without a plan. Your plan is not going to work. It's not. You might as well give it up. God will tell you exactly what move to make every step of the way. Trust him. Guard your heart. Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Because the enemy is going to be coming after you. And you've got to be ready for that. And the enemy will operate through people. So if you have people that don't have faith like you, start distancing. Hone in on the people that know what it is for real. Mm-hmm. And if it's one person, it's one person.
Yeah.
And if it's no one, God will send help.
Mm-hmm.
God will send help. So just give yourself that space and do it afraid.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Thank y'all. This is great.
This is good. This is good.
Yeah,
this is
good.
This is really good.
Wow.
Thank you guys for watching. We really appreciate it. We hope you share with other mothers,
yes.
aunties, husbands. Mm-hmm. This episode, you don't want anybody to miss out on it. So make sure when you're done, you subscribe, you like, and share.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
Share it with someone. Leave us some comments.
Yes. Come on, engagement.
Chat with us and all the things. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for watching, Moms. Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood.
Bye.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey mom,
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 what's up?